I'd like to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning Bible study, and we're going to be starting into Ephesians, and we're going to be starting in chapter 1, and like we were joking and saying that I'm filling in for Tom this morning, because Tom's going to be our speaker this morning for our lesson, for the sermon, so I'm going to start this at least. I'm planning on getting through maybe at least, I'd say about 10 or 11 verses of this chapter to get us started. We'll start with Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll read down through here. We see where Paul was the apostle, and he's the one that wrote this book. And he did this all by, you know, it says in the very first verse, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. You know, he's telling us that he was an apostle of Jesus Christ. And it says, by the will of God. You know, he did this all by the will, and through God helped him to write this book, and we see that. And he wrote it to the saints, which are into the faithful. And he did all that, you know, he did it by the will of God, but he wrote it to the saints and did it by the will of God. It shows that he did it through faith that he had in Christ. In verse 2, it says, grace be with you. Be with you in peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's telling us to go, and, you know, he's telling us that, you know, to be with, there was peace, and there was, and all this was coming from God our Father and the Lord. In verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed with all of our spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, I have in parentheses also, too, where it says, blessings, the gifts. And we know that the greatest gift is to be able to go to heaven. And we see that in here, you know, where he's talking about. But we see in that verse there where it talks about, you know, all the spiritual gifts and all the gifts that were given. And we know that all gifts through God, we wouldn't have that. And we wouldn't have all the blessings. And he shows us that we're blessed according to that. In verse 4. It says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, and he shall be holy and without blame before him in love. You know, we're all chosen. It says, it has chosen us in him. You know, before the foundation of the world. You know, we're put everything before him and not the world. And do it in blame, without blame, before him in love. In verse 5, it says, having heard us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepting in the beloved. You know, we're... It says, like it says, unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. You know, it says, good pleasures of his will. Of course, in verse 7, it says, in whom we have redeemed through the blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. We're all redeemed. You know, and we know that through the blood that Christ shed upon the cross. You know, he went to the cross for us, and he shed his blood
Mark, where it talks about having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. It was from the foundation before God created heaven and earth. He knew he would have sent Christ. And Christ came unto the Jews and also unto the Gentiles. He was sent to us.
That's right.
So we was adopted in.
That's right.
What he's talking about, it was known from the beginning.
Yeah, we knew they, God and Christ and all that already knew way before everything started happening with Christ. And that's the reason I say that, you know, Christ already knows, you know, God knows what we're going to be doing tomorrow. He already knows. You know, I mean, technology. There we go. But, God already knows exactly what we'll be doing and what we're, you know, he already knows. You know, we don't know, but, you know, we don't know what we're going to get into. But God knows. He already has a plan. You know, just like I said, you know, he always has a plan. He already knows. And that's how he tests us. You know, and that's how we get stronger. And of course, we talked about where it says, you know, it talked about his, like I said, his body's blood. You know, that talks about where he went to the cross. You know, God knew what he was going to have to do long before it happened even with Christ. And he already knew that was going to happen. Of course, you all that done, you know, it's talked about in the last part, it says, according to the riches of his grace. You know, shows how Christ even took everything. And took it through grace.
Mark talks about that verse 3 there, all spiritual blessings are found in Christ. And that's true, they're found in Christ, but it's to them obey.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 5:9 tells us he became perfect. He's the author of eternal salvation. That's all the blessings, spiritual blessings, to all them that obey him. We want those spiritual blessings of heaven. We need to obey Christ and God for here on earth.
And we know what we have to do to be able to attain them gifts. You know, the blessings of that, what's given through Christ. You know, it says, you know, he's blessed us with all that. He's given it to us. And we know that it's been put in front of us. And we know that's down the road, but we don't know how long that road will be. It could be a short road, it could be a long road. But we don't know that. God knows.
It gets shorter every day, though.
Yeah, but it gets shorter every day. That's right. Yeah, every day that we're here, as I had told somebody, joked and told him, I said, yeah, every day we're here, I told him, I said, we minus 3 days. Then he said, well, I had somebody say, what do you mean by minus 3 days? I said, well, we lose a day every day that we're here. But we're also, too, gaining our gifts to be able to go to heaven. Now, in verse 8, talks about, it says, wherein hath burden abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, have made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purchased to himself. You know, it says toward all of our wisdom. You know, that's where we need to, you know, God has given us what we need to do and what we need to do. We need to use it. It says use in all wisdom You know, sometimes it's hard. You know, sometimes it's very hard. And you have challenges thrown into you. But also, too, God does it that way just to how strong you are. You know, we call them like, sometimes we call them hurdles. Things that just kind of a bumpy road. We also, too, sees how strong you are. And he tests that. And of course, it says in the next verse, it says, the mystery of his will. You know, or it's all a mystery. But God knows. He already knows what the solution will be. He already knows. You know, but he also, too, he wants to see how strong he can make us. He knows if we withstand that, we get stronger out of all everything that's in, put in front of us. You know, of course, then it says, according to his good pleasure, as has presented in himself. You know, God is telling us he wouldn't put, you know, everything that we deal with, he's dealt with too. You know, there's a purpose. And we see that by reading the scriptures and seeing what happened with Christ, how strong he was. In verse 10, he says, that in the fullness of time he might gather together in one and all things in Christ, which both are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You know, he's talking about all things. All things in Christ. You know, that says both which are in heaven. You know, we need to have our minds on that. But he also, too, he knows, he says, which are on earth. You know, he knows we're here. We're having challenges thrown into us every time. And it says, even in him. You know, he's even, you know, we see that in the scriptures where Christ was challenged. The devil, you know, challenged him and had to stand, you know, for all that. And of course, it says we might gather together in one, and it says all things in Christ. You know, we're all stand together. You know, there's hard things sometimes you have. Sometimes it's hard to, like we just talked about in Galatians, how we talked about in chapter 6, things to bear. You know, and that's what we'd have to do here. You know, but we all know things are through Christ. It all comes from him. And we have to bear what's there. In verse 11, it says, whom we have attained an inheritance, being according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. You know, I was trying to think of how we could talk about that. You know, you think about inheritance. That's something you receive. You know, from the past, I call it past generations. You know, it could be about anything. You know, but God knows, he's telling us, it says, attain an inheritance. You know, heaven's, if you want to count, heaven is our inheritance. And we know what we have. And we know if we do right and do what we need to do, you're going to get that inheritance. You know, they have... I know some people have it, and I know my grandparents did it for me. My grandparents, when I was born, they gave me a life insurance policy. My grandpa says, I'll take care of it until you're 18. But he said, after that, you know, I'm an adult. He said, you'll take the responsibility of doing that. And God's done that here, if you want to talk about inheritance. You know, he's given us what we need to know. And we know that if we do what we need to do, it says, just like in the last part, it says, according to the presence of Him who worketh all things. You know, we know that it comes from God. And it comes through the work. And it says things are after the counsel of His own will. You know, we know there's struggles. And we know that there's things put in front of us. But we know that we have to work together. In verse 12, it says that we shall be in to the praise of glory, who first trusted in God, or in Christ. You know, we all do this in praise to His glory. You know, God wants us to give, you know, as much as we can. And it says, do it in trust in God, in Christ. You know, everything we do, you know, God don't look at the, or Christ don't look at the, how we do it. But He wants us to do the best we can. Because He first trusted us. You know, that's just like in worship service. You know, example would be like for singing, leading singing. You know, not everyone's not going to be able to do leading or singing. But He thought also too, if you try, at least try. And that's what they want us to do. You know, maybe we're not the best at it. And I can tell you that I don't feel myself when it comes to song leading, I know I'm not the best in the world. But at least I try. And that's what He wants us to do. You know, about everything you do, at least give it a try. Because you know that once you try, that Christ is looking at, or God's looking at, that you're at least trying. And of course, then we get the praise, you know, of His glory, you know, while we're up there. In verse 13, it says, in whom we have trusted, after we heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also we have believed, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, word of trust, everything that we do in God, in Christ. You know, we're given what the scriptures tell us to do. You know, sometimes you may not, you know, we need to trust what we read and see. And of course what we hear. And then we also too, it says the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. You know, we're to follow and do the salvation. Because we've already been given what the salvation is. And after that, we believed. We were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You know, once you're baptized, you know, we need to believe. And also, too, we're sealed with that, this Holy Spirit of promise. Because God's given us all kinds of promises, and we're sealed with that.
He talks about what the Holy Spirit, the works of the Holy Spirit, things what we've read so far. Here it's all come together. If you look at the Bible, in the very beginning, it was predicting the Messiah coming, and all through the Old Testament. But then, see, Paul's telling the Ephesians here, it's finally here, and we have all these things in Christ, like you said, in Christ. All these blessings, you start pulling these out, they're mentioned in Ephesians, and what we mentioned is throughout the New Testament, all in Christ.
Sure.
Ephesians, back this time, was a big congregation. They were some things, some of the archaeological things going on in the church back there. One of the things that mentioned baptism there,
they found around the building when they were digging and trying to find out what they could about where the Ephesian saints met. And that's another word you used here. You know, a lot of the churches have different meanings of what saints is, but what's Paul called Christians at Ephesus? Saints. So it's used differently than what a lot of churches have changed it to. Anyway, around that building where they were, and it was a big congregation, they had baptistries dug out, and they had steps going down in it and steps going out of it. But there was a wall built across the middle of it on each side. And then this is just speculation, just trying to figure out why did they build that wall across the top of the baptistry. And it was on each side as a foundation, but the wall went apart way down under the water and stopped. It was open under there. And some have speculated, guessed that this was to make sure of what the person who was being baptized was buried. They had to go down and go under that wall, and they went under the water there. So someone thought that had happened. But that was always interesting to me when I read that. How big were these places? Some of these churches started down in somebody's house. And this congregation had grown at this time to, I don't know how many people did it. I don't think anyone would, but the way they built things, it was a pretty big congregation.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
In verse 14, it says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption redeemed of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. You know, we know once you have an inheritance, and we know that from here and here, you know, God has put that until redemption of the purchased possession. You know, we know that's a thing that's coming. Our inheritance is heaven. You know, we can't do that, and it says, until the praise of his glory. You know, we need to keep strong. You know, and it gets hard. Like we talked about, like Tom mentioned, like day by day, we're getting closer. And we know that. But we know that, you know, that inheritance is getting close. In verse 15, it says, wherefore he also, after I heard of our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and love unto all the saints. You know, talks about, it says, after I heard. You know, it's telling us that we heard it. You know, it came from being with faith in Jesus Christ. And in like the last part, it says, and love unto all the saints. You know, we need to love each other. And he says, all the saints. You know, it's tough. And it gets hard. And of course, in verse 16, it says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. You know, when we go to God in prayer, you need to pray for everyone. And that's what he's telling us right here. It says, making mention of you in my prayers. You know, we need to pray for everyone. Pray for each other. And that's how we get stronger. Next week, we'll get into verse 17. Yeah. We kind of seen, you know, from what we've studied so far, from what Paul has wrote for us in this verse, we know it all came from God. And that's how we get stronger. And we know what we have to do to actually get to heaven and how we inherit that. And he's told us how we can. So we'll start there next week in verse 17, and we'll go from there. Thank you.